Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If there's anything that has highlighted our state's problems with obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease, it's COVID-19. We've long known about these problems here, but when a virus strikes that overwhelmingly takes advantage of people with underlying conditions such as these, it becomes a much more serious wake-up call. An initiative from our next guest's organization is working to turn this situation around. Angel Bourdon is with the South Carolina Hospital Association, whose community-driven program is called Healthy People, Healthy Carolinas. And she joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Angel, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate you having us today.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the SCHA.
The South Carolina Hospital Association is a member-driven organization that's been supporting our hospitals all over the state for more than 100 years now. We provide assistance with advocacy, best practices, quality and patient safety over the past few years, and now we are also doing work with innovation, supporting our hospitals with a variety of needs. Rather, it's exploring how they can coordinate effectively around the social determinants of health or support them in programs like Access Health, where we're working with low-income uninsured individuals to connect them to healthcare. But I would also say in the last few months, we've undergone a rebranding process where we recognize as an association that healthcare is not just within the four walls of the hospital, but health and wellness is really a community activity that is where the hospitals are members of that activity, but not the only ones that should drive overall community health and wellness.
Well, Angel, tell us about this initiative and how it all got started and what is happening right now.
Healthy People, Healthy Carolinas began in 2017 in South Carolina, but the overarching initiative actually began in 2015, and it was launched by a funder that supports both North and South Carolina called the Duke Endowment. Healthy People, Healthy Carolinas focuses on strengthening local community coalitions and supports them as they select community-based interventions that focus on prevention, and specifically we look at heart disease and diabetes as we work with those local coalitions. So currently in South Carolina, we have 10 coalitions. From a population-driven perspective, they represent about 45% of the state and 16 counties.
And what is happening in those two areas that you are emphasizing, diabetes and heart disease?
Number one, the coalition brings members from the community from all different walks of life together. So you may have the hospital at the table, you would have local community members at the table, you would also have other important stakeholders at the table discussing that community's health and wellness. And so what happens is once a community develops a community health improvement plan and says what their top priority areas are, we're able to help them select local interventions that work and can help them start to take a bite out of these complex issues.
Can you go ahead and give us some examples of a couple of these interventions that you are finding are working?
Yes, in schools we're seeing interventions that relate to helping children drink water, get active. One specific intervention that we've implemented is something called the Daily Mile, where schools have selected that children go out and walk and be active. Another example of interventions that are working is church-based interventions like Faithful Families, where congregations are taught how to eat healthy, what choices to make, and then along with being taught those things, they are able to put certain policies in place, policies that say that they may not serve fried food anymore for gatherings, or policies that may include walking trails or walking time along with Bible study. And the same thing is happening in the workplace. So a program called Working Well is one that several of our communities have implemented, putting healthy options at the top of the vending machine.
Well, Angel, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much.
Angel Bourdon is with the South Carolina Hospital Association, whose community-driven program she was talking about is called Healthy People, Healthy Carolinas. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.